And Amy McFarland sits down across the table from me for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Glad to have you along for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Now let's just shut up about it.
I'm so glad you're glad.
We're going to head up the road. The University of South Dakota, this is kind of an all-day event today, but it culminates in a performance later on this afternoon. It's the annual USD Spring Orchestra Festival. Now, what they have done is they brought high school orchestra musicians from the Quad State area. So for South Dakota, that would be South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Ah, gotcha.
That's an all-day event beginning early this morning. It wraps up this afternoon, late this afternoon, with a gala concert. The orchestra festival is conducted by Luis Baiquez, USD's Director of Orchestral Activities. Also, in addition to the full ensemble rehearsals, students will have a chance to work with faculty clinicians. The gala concert wraps up the event at 4 o'clock, and that'll be this afternoon at ALF's Auditorium on the USD campus. All are welcome to attend. I believe it is a free event. Go to usd.edu. If you'd like more information on that, to USD Spring Orchestra Festival.
Alrighty. Excuse me. Tomorrow, Woodbury County Parks presents a waterfowl migration watch, and that's at 7 a.m., so get up a little early, and that's at Snyder Bend Park in Salix. Join naturalists as they look for and identify migrating waterfowl. Participants will meet by the shelter and hike down to the lookouts to search for unique waterfowl. This program is free of charge and it's open to the public, and they have asked that you please pre-register at oparks@woodburyparks.org.
Yeah, that's a definite please pre-register. Because they don't want 900 people showing up when they're expecting 45 people.
Exactly.
But I have heard several geese
in the sky. I'm hearing some songbirds, too. It's nice.
I've heard of people that have seen robins already, I've not. Going on also tomorrow, there's lots of stuff going on for the outdoors. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is presenting navigation series basic map reading. That'll start at 9 in the morning and go till 10:30. It's an hour and a half. Participants will learn how to understand all types of map formats and features, from street to topographical and more, during this simple and informative program. The program is designed for people ages 16 on up.
Did you see what they have in capital letters?
Yeah, pre-registration is greatly, in all caps, appreciated. Go to Flamang, TFLAMMANG at woodburyparks.org. Send Tyler Fleming an email.
My husband would love for me to go that. I'm one of those people that cannot read like a road map.
So are you the co-pilot, and then you just ask you where we're
now
going?
Now I just put the phone on speaker with the navigation. Whatever it says, that's what I say. Okay, also tomorrow, Sioux City Art Center's next Saturday art lesson, mixed media art class for kids from 8 to 12 years old, is tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. until noon. This weekend, the craft is nature seed mosaics. Later tomorrow at 1, there will be a painting in the studio class for people 12 and older with the theme Picasso-inspired self-portraits. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that seems really
interesting. Yeah, and you can go to siouxcityartcenter.org/classes/weekend-classes for more.
The Downtown Sioux City Public Library presents the first Saturday Family Storytime, and that will be the first Saturday tomorrow, March 7th. You can join the library staff to celebrate Seuss at 11 a.m. Dr. Seuss, of course, Theodore Giesel. You would not want to miss a story time as fun as this. Attendees will read books, sing songs, have fun, and play in observance of Dr. Seuss's special day. I believe it's his birthday. Go to the Sioux City Public Library Facebook page to get all the deets on that.
All righty. Also, tomorrow, the Betty Strong Encounter Center presents a performance by the Minnie Moccasins Dance Troupe at 2 p.m. Minnie Moccasins is an ensemble of professional performers who utilize traditional Native American style of dance, and they incorporate their own unique theatrical twist. After this show, there will be an opportunity for audience involvement. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more.
And Sunday, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will bring to the stage Magic Man Corey Fravel. Two programs. The first will be a 12:30 matinee, and then the 2 o'clock performance. Children are encouraged to come to the early matinee, but both programs are free and family-friendly. There will be a reception after both of them. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more.
All righty. On Sunday, join Sioux City Chamber Music Association at 3 p.m. That's for a music for solo violin featuring the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra Concertmaster. Oh, boy.
Tichen
Bako Lu, right?
Yep.
Downtown at First Presbyterian Church. Lu's career has been on an upward path since winning the Youth Division top prize in the Taiwan National Violin Competition. Find Sioux City Chamber Music Series on Facebook. That is so cool, what we the talent we have.
Mm-hmm. Sioux City Public Library is hosting a conversation of The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border by Francisco Cantu. That'll be Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Dakota Perk in South Sioux City. Mr. Cantu is a former U.S. Border Patrol agent, and he describes his upbringing as the son of a park ranger and the grandson of a Mexican immigrant who finds himself on both sides of the battle over illegal immigration in this fraught memoir about time spent patrolling the Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas borders from the years 2008 to 2012. Now, it's kind of moving on from one book, one Sioux line. They're doing three different books in the spring, and I guess they're doing three different books in the fall, but this is the first of them. It's called The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border, and the author is Francisco Cantu. So that,
and you're sure, you said, or is it my hearing, it's Dakota Perk?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Park. I was
no,
like,
Perk.
I,
it's a okay, coffee shop.
Thank you. Got it. Yep. I just figured that out. You
okay.
Know.
So that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, you can submit events straight to our website at kwyt.org. Just go on the community events portion of our website there, and you can submit things, and we will approve them as we think that they should be included. And we're pretty inclusive here at Siouxland Public Media. I'm going to leave you with music, a piece called The Mighty Rio Grande by the band This Will Destroy You. So that makes sense, I guess,
yeah,
as we wrap up this edition. Thank you so much for coming out, Amy.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
And thank you for listening to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Get out and do some stuff this weekend. I'm Steve Smith.
I'm...